one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Now on Fox 50 at 8, we are getting you ready for Thanksgiving. A lot of folks using this day to get to their holiday destination.
And we have team coverage for you this morning on everything you need to know, from traffic conditions, lines at the airport, and your holiday forecast as well. Thanks so much for spending some time with us here at 8 a.m. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu, and we have a beautiful start to our Thanksgiving Eve. Look at this glorious sunrise from downtown Raleigh. Weather is quiet but cold. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look at what's happening outside.
That's right. We're still sitting in the 20s, but we have this beautiful blue sky. And, of course, that will allow our temperatures to warm up this afternoon. We'll climb into the low 50s, which is still a good bit below normal. Take a look at the flags in front of the legislative building, completely still, which is nice because our temperatures drop down into the low to mid 20s in some places. We don't have a wind chill to deal with this morning, but there was some frost. Look at this photo. Thank you to Mark Pollard from Durham, who sent us this Weather Watcher photo. Remember, you can always post your Weather Watcher photos to our WRL Facebook weather page, and we'll put those on TV. But that was a pretty thick frost out there, and it is still cold. In Durham, it is 27, Lewisburg 27, 23 in South Hill, 28 in Wilson. Temperatures are just beginning to creep up a little bit now. It's 23 in Sanford, now 30 in Southern Pines, and 32 degrees in Fayetteville. We do climb up into the low 50s for this afternoon. Again, that's on the cool side, but at least our winds will stay light. A southwesterly wind tomorrow will change everything and bring us some warmth in time for Thanksgiving. But we have some rain in the forecast for Friday. I'll show you when coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, a lot of people have today off. We see very light traffic volume as we take a look at our cameras and sensors around the triangle. That's a live look at I-40 out at Old Reedy Creek Road between Cary and the airport there, Harrison Avenue and Aviation Parkway. Traffic heading away from us is westbound. That eastbound traffic seeing some pretty bright sun glare, so do want to keep that in mind if you're heading out. But take a look at all that green. It is good news all over the triangle this morning. We're not seeing any delays showing up on 40 westbound through Garner. Our typical slowdowns through there just really didn't happen at all this morning, which is great news. We had an earlier vehicle fire on 440 westbound around Lake Boone Trail. That has cleared, seeing a little bit of a lingering delay through there, but that's getting better very quickly. Over in Durham, we're also looking fine on major routes with no delays showing up. Do want to show you quickly, if you're riding to the airport this morning to catch a flight, you're in good shape in both directions of 540, I-40, and Glenwood Avenue. Renee and Jeff.
Brian, as you know, today, thousands of people will be in the air and on the roads heading to their Thanksgiving destinations.
So different from last year. People are eager to get together. If you're driving, you'll notice extra law enforcement on the road. And if you're flying, plan ahead for long lines at the airport.
That's why we have team coverage this morning on everything you need to know before leaving home. Let's begin with WRL's Naya Harden, live at RDU International.
Well, right now, if you're headed out to make it to your flight, you're not going to have any trouble at all. There is.
Welcome back. It is 8:11, and here's a live look at Goldsboro. Yes, it is cold out there, but we are grateful for a bright, sunny day. And that bodes well for any travel that you may be doing for your Thanksgiving destination. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with what's ahead.
That's right. If you're just traveling locally today all the way through tomorrow, everything looks good. I mean, even if you're traveling across the country, it doesn't look terrible. We're going to look at the rest of the country coming up in just a little while. But Thanksgiving Day is going to be a pretty one. We'll start cold in the upper 20s, but we'll climb into the low 60s thanks to a reversal of our wind. A southerly wind will warm us up quickly. But right behind that, a front comes through Friday morning with a chance of rain. And then cooler temperatures are in store again over the weekend. We're up to 27. We dropped down to 25 earlier this morning. Our temperatures will pretty rapidly climb into the 30s, and then we'll end up about mid-afternoon in the low 50s for this afternoon. Our current temperatures, 32 in Fayetteville, 29 in Clinton, 28 in Rocky Mount, and 23 in Roxborough and South Hill. So it's still cold out there, even with all that sunshine. High pressure will keep us dry today, but here comes that next system that'll be dropping in on us on Friday morning. It is producing some clouds, but eventually it'll produce some showers and thunderstorms. We won't see that here, but just a quick shot of some rain on Friday morning. The high will start to reverse our winds to southerly, and so that warms us up Thursday to near normal. But then the colder air starts to drop out of Canada and back into our area for Friday and Saturday as well as Sunday. So temperatures will fall back below normal as we get into the holiday weekend. So here's what to expect. 52 today with lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy tomorrow and a nice southwesterly wind, 62. It'll be blustery and cooler Friday. We start the day with rain. Most of the rain is out of here by mid-morning. We'll see clearing through the afternoon. Thanksgiving really looks like the best day of the next seven. 55 at lunchtime and 62 for the high in the afternoon. Just some increasing clouds. Black Friday shopping not looking so good. We're going to see early morning showers, but that rain is over between 9 and 11, and it's completely out of the viewing area by lunchtime. And we'll see some sunshine Friday afternoon, but it'll be chilly with low 50s and breezy too. If you're headed to our first official nights of lights on Friday, we'll be clear by then, pleasantly cool, festively cool, with temperatures in the low 40s. We look ahead, of course, more holidays. Hanukkah begins on Sunday evening. We're looking at fairly dry conditions, but overnight Sunday night into Monday morning will bring us our next best chance for rain. Brian?
Elizabeth, 8:14, very little to talk about on the roads right now. It is almost like a holiday Wednesday here with very light traffic volume on all of our major routes. We're not picking up any unusual delays at this point. We had an early incident out on the Beltline at Lake Boone Trail. That has cleared and traffic has cleared as well. Everything's moving along well there. Also in Durham, the freeway, I-40, I-85, all good. Not seeing any backups at this point. We just got some interesting information in from AAA Carolinas talking about the best and worst times to travel over the next several days. So if you're leaving today, the worst time to travel is between noon and 8 p.m. That's when congestion likely will be highest. The best time after 9 o'clock tonight, if you can stay up that late. If you're traveling tomorrow, the worst time between noon and 3 p.m., the best time before 11 o'clock in the morning, if you can. And if you're coming back, let's say on Sunday, the worst times to travel will be between 1 and 7 p.m. The lightest traffic will be before noon. Renee?
Brian, thanks. New this morning, investigators are trying to figure out what caused a deadly crash in Fayetteville. Officers responded to Rose Hill Road near Wallstone Road around 11 p.m. They say a car crashed into a concrete bridge support. The driver died at the scene. Their name has not yet been released.
A 19-year-old from Cary is out of jail after being charged in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Officers released Aiden Billiard after he appeared before a judge on charges including engaging in physical violence in restricted buildings and civil disorder. Court documents say he sprayed what's believed to be bear spray at an officer to get inside the Capitol. In photos, he appears to be carrying a bat. Billiard is one of 15 people from North Carolina charged in the riot. East Carolina University is suspending a fraternity for the next month after calls to ban the organization completely from campus. Theta Chi will be suspended while it's under investigation for drink tampering and sexual assaults at the fraternity house. Last week, the Student Government Association asked the university to suspend Theta Chi for the next 100 years.
Starting today, employees in Germany will have to present a negative COVID test, their vaccination status, or proof of recovery from the virus in order to go to work. Those who refuse to present their status will not be allowed to enter the workplace, and the employer can legally stop paying them. The law mandates that whenever possible, people should work from home. Companies must offer at least 2 free tests a week for their workers. Now to New Zealand, where the country plans on rolling out its reopening plan in January. By April, tourists from all countries except those deemed high risk will be allowed into the country. They must be fully vaccinated. There are still portions of New Zealand under lockdown, but those restrictions are expected to be lifted next week.
Our teacher of the week says she follows the golden rule in the classroom. WRL's Brian Schrader introduces us to a Harnett County kindergarten teacher who loves watching her students grow every day.
Mary Fisher says when her youngest daughter went to school, she wanted to stay with her. So Fisher became a teacher assistant for several years.
And then I was like, I think I want to be the teacher now. So I went back to school and I finished my degree and became a teacher.
Fisher is teaching kindergarten at Irwin Elementary School in Harnett County. She says she loves to see the way her young students grow.
A lot of them with nothing. And you know, you done that. You made them learn to read. Like, you taught them to read. And I love that I can see it every day. I can see the new stuff on them every day.
So what does it take to be a successful teacher? Fisher says you have to treat students the way you'd want your child to be treated.
And you have to care. And it has to be something you want to do. You're not in it for the money. You're in it because you love it. It has to come from the heart.
Mary Fisher is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
And you can see all of our honored teachers and nominate one for us to recognize by going to WRAL.com, enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
Changes are coming to high school sports in North Carolina. A new law gives the State Board of Education the power to set the rules that govern high school sports. Any group overseeing competitions must meet certain criteria set by the State Board. This includes the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. WRL's high school OT has been following that relationship for months. Read more about what this bill means for both parties on highschoolot.com.
The NFL is teaming up with UNC Chapel Hill to research ways to make football safer. Take a look at this mouth guard. It's a high-tech version capable of collecting data when a football player is tackled on the field. It tracks how hard and how fast a player is hit, among other things. This device is being used among four university football programs, including at UNC.
It will allow us to innovate, not only studying head impact biomechanics in football, but we believe here at UNC that these technologies can permeate into other sports.
Dr. Jason Mihalik at UNC is leading this research and says the data could have a use outside sports as well, including in the military.
Happening now in the WRA Live Center, of course, we've been tracking all the holiday traffic out at RDU International. Busy this morning. Things have let up a little bit, according to Nye Harden. I want to give you a picture of how the national map is looking, courtesy of FlightAware. This is a so-called misery map. You can see most of the map is in green, showing that that's on time. That red bar, that indicates misery. A little bit closer to home, Charlotte Douglas International, the number one airport this morning, showing a lot of cancellations and delays nationwide. About 110 delays, 15 cancellations. That's followed by Miami. If you're flying through Atlanta, just about 7 cancellations and 1 delay. But it's going to be a busy travel period.
No doubt, Ken. Thanks. A local nonprofit that's accustomed to helping others could now use your help as we head toward the holidays. Interact helps families impacted by domestic violence and sexual abuse. Before the pandemic, families were able to come and pick out toys for their children. Since the pandemic, Interact, like many nonprofits, had to pivot. And once again this year, the nonprofit is hosting its Holiday Bazaar in a Box program. It is in need of Walmart, Target, and Visa gift cards.
Our Holiday Bazaar in a Box program looks to serve about 150 families or about 400 individuals through this year's program. So we just have a big need right now for serving those families well.
And along with the gift cards, the boxes will be filled with other treats like hot chocolate and games. The goal is to raise about $40,000 in donations. Gift cards can be dropped off at 1012 Oberlin Road in Raleigh until Wednesday, December 1st. You can also donate online. We have a link at WRL.com.
The Carolina Hurricanes are taking a day off the ice to continue a Thanksgiving tradition. The team will distribute 1,000 turkeys to local nonprofits this morning. This is video of Stormy and others making deliveries last year. The Canes will make stops at the Helping Hand Mission, the Interfaith Food Shuttle, Raleigh Rescue Mission, and Urban Ministries of Wake County. FedEx is gearing up for a busy season this year. The company expects to deliver 100 million more packages. One of its busiest days is less than a week away. FedEx says many packages will go out on Tuesday, the day after Cyber Monday, when all those online orders go in. After that, Mondays leading up to Christmas will be the busiest.
Brighten your holiday season with our second annual WRL Nights of Lights. This year's light show at Dorothea Dix Park will feature more lights on more nights. Children of all ages will delight in discovering the mischievous deeds of dozens of elves. The event runs through Friday, starts, and through December 24th. You can go to WRL.com/lights for everything you need to know about Nights of Lights. Apple is suing Israeli firm NSO Group and its parent company for its violation of a federal anti-hacking law by selling software used to spy on Apple customers. The spyware has caused Apple monetary and property damages and has also violated the human rights of Apple users. That's according to the lawsuit filed in a federal court in California. Separately, the U.S. Commerce Department added NSO to its entity list, accusing it of providing spyware to foreign governments, saying that it used these tools to maliciously target journalists, NBC workers, and activists. Epic Games is bringing in the creator of Rock Band and Guitar Hero to add a new element to its games. The Cary-based company bought Harmonix. Now, this goal is to create musical journeys and gameplay for Fortnite. The new deal will not impact any other games Harmonix supports.
The original Gerber baby is now 95. Ann Turner Cook was the first baby to appear on the baby food products and ads in 1928. Her birthday was on Saturday, and you can still find the original charcoal sketch on Gerber packages. Local doctors recommend that you get tested before gathering for Thanksgiving. We break down the price of tests and just how long it will take to get results.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:26, the time right now. I'm Jeff Hogan with a look at the top local stories we are following for you on this Thanksgiving Eve in Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. There is sunshine everywhere, but we're still stuck in the 20s, huh?
Yeah, we are. It's not going to be too long before we start to climb on into the 50s, and then we're going to warm up even more tomorrow. We take a look down Salem Street. Looks beautiful. All the holiday decorations are up. You can see the wreaths there on the buildings, and you can see our cold temperatures is 30 in Roanoke Rapids, 30 in Southern Pines, 32 in Fayetteville. So we're getting there, but still a lot of 20s showing up in places. I'm going to be out doing a little grocery shopping but as soon as I get off work. Temperatures are going to be warmest to mid-afternoon, and then we start to cool back down into the 40s this evening. Our skies will be sunny all day. Brian.
Elizabeth, we're looking good on all of our major routes around the Triangle. This is a live look at I-40 out at Harrison Avenue in Cary, with the traffic heading away from us westbound out toward the airport and RTP. And right now it is delay-free from Wade Avenue to 540. The trip's taking only about 6 minutes. Around the Triangle, just one incident reported right now, and that's a disabled vehicle on Raleigh Boulevard. It's not causing any problems. Beltline looks fine around Raleigh, and in Durham right now, the Durham Freeway is clear in both directions, Jeff.
Yeah, Brian, the big holiday rush we are tracking is over at RDU. This is a live look at the airport right now. RDU expects more than 230,000 travelers this week. Sunday is supposed to be the busiest travel day for the Thanksgiving holiday. Doctors are recommending you take a COVID test before gathering for Thanksgiving. You can get an at-home test at Walgreens or CVS for under $25. Doctors say they are not as accurate as the PCR tests, but they will test for a high viral load, which is frequent with Delta cases. The results take just 15 minutes. Next on Fox 50, we are hearing from a Johnston County mother who says her son was attacked by a former deputy.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Good morning, everyone. It is 8:30, and we appreciate you joining us on this day before Thanksgiving. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Looking forward to the turkey frying forecast.
My stretchy pants are ready. Yes. I am ready to eat.
Elastic waistbands for everyone.
Yes.
Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what we're looking at right now outside. Beautiful sunshine.
Sounds good. And, you know, if your tradition is to take a walk after that big meal, it's looking good for that tomorrow. Now, right now, if you're stepping out the door, it is cold out there. It looks beautiful. You can see here in Franklinton with the blue sky. This is our live view from Mason and Main. And a pretty view of the old Franklinton High School. And look at this pretty Christmas tree there in the sort of in the front yard. We're seeing signs of the holidays everywhere. It is definitely cold out there. Oh, excuse me. But temperatures in the 20s and 30s, 30 in Lewisburg and South Hill, 30 in Goldsboro. Thank you. We'll head down to the south. It is 30 in Southern Pines, 32 in Fayetteville, 27 in Raleigh. So very slowly we're seeing our temperatures climb into the 30s. Our high temperature this afternoon will be in the low 50s with plenty of sunshine. Things change pretty significantly for tomorrow. Our winds shift to southwesterly. That's going to warm us up. I'll show you how long that will last coming up.
We have team coverage for you this morning.
We have everything you need to know ahead of this Thanksgiving travel time, including expectations out there and testing recommendations as well.
We begin with WRAL's Naya Harden out at RDU International Airport. Naya.
The line right now is very short. This is a different story from what we were seeing this morning. I want to show you video of that. The lines this morning, we saw them as far back as the end of the building here at RDU. And for a lot of passengers, it was kind of a shock because they were noticing that things were kind of looking like they were going back to normal. And for them, this was their first time heading back to the airport since the start of the pandemic. I spoke to one family excited that they are going to see family for the first time since this pandemic happened. Take a listen.
This is a crazy line. I was not expecting this, but it's signs of hope.
Yeah, last year we stayed home. We were all by ourselves, but we're very excited to go be with our family.
One airline worker tells me that they are already seeing full flights for tomorrow morning as well, and so they tell people that they should be prepared. Try to get here early if you have a flight today or even tomorrow. Nia Harden, WREL News, Wake County.
If you are driving to your destination today, AAA suggests leaving early. Worst time to be on the road between noon and 8 p.m. So if you're a night owl, you can leave after 9 o'clock. And as for the rest of the weekend, experts say leaving before 11 a.m. or noon is best. If you're driving today, you also want to be aware of the high gasoline prices. WREL Fuel Tracker lists the latest prices for gas stations around the Triangle and across the country. Just download the WREL News app and search fuel.
Whether you're traveling or staying close to home for Thanksgiving, there's something to consider before you all sit around at the Thanksgiving table. WREL's Casey Cunningham spoke with a local doctor who is strongly encouraging people to get tested for COVID at home. She joins us from Raleigh with this message.
Doctors recommend doing one of these at-home tests the day of Thanksgiving and before gathering with your family or friends and sharing a meal. You could actually get them at places like Walgreens or CVS. We also did a price comparison for you. You can see that here. They're both the same price at $23.99. The results take just 15 minutes. You swab your nose yourself. And while doctors say they're not as accurate as the PCR tests, they will test for a high viral load, which is frequent with Delta cases.
If everyone's vaccinated, if everyone's boosted, I would still test them. I would use a rapid test the day of the dinner. So if it's going to be Thursday, you do a Thursday. If you're going to do something Friday, you do a Friday. That's the idea. I would test them the day of. That's what we're doing at my house, and I think that's a smart way to do it. And I think those rapid tests over the counter from the pharmacies, yeah, bring them with you. Pack them.
And I've also been checking to see if these are in stock. We're finding them at many locations at both Walgreens and CVS locations around the Triangle. We'll post a link over on WREL.com so you can find the closest location to where you live. Casey Cunningham, WREL News in Gardner.
This morning, more charges are pending against a man charged with driving through a Wisconsin Christmas parade. The Waukesha County District Attorney plans to file a sixth homicide charge against Daryl Brooks Jr. An 8-year-old boy is the latest person to die as a result of his injuries. Brooks faces a life sentence if convicted. He's currently being held on a $5 million bond.
Here in North Carolina, local leaders and families in Fayetteville are taking up a new effort to stop gun violence today. Members of City Council, as well as Mayor Mitch Colvin, are participating in the launch of the Save Our City initiative. The plan is for police to use $850,000 to support crime prevention strategies. Today's announcement is at 11 a.m. at the police department. Now to a story that is getting a lot of attention online. Items at the Dollar Tree will no longer be a dollar. The reason behind the hike.
And it's a story you'll see only on WREL. We'll hear from a Johnston County mother who says her son was attacked by a former deputy. And that interaction caught on camera.
Time now for our Smart Shopper segment, and we are talking Black Friday deals and store closures on Thanksgiving. Joining us now, Faye Prosser, to explain it all to us. How about those store closings, Faye?
That's right, Jeff. If you have some last-minute Thanksgiving items to pick up at the store, the time is now. Many stores will be closed completely tomorrow, including Aldi, BJ's, Costco, Lidl, Publix, Sam's Club, Target, Trader Joe's, again with Walmart closed this year. Kohl's, a number of other retailers closed all day tomorrow, which is Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. A number of stores are closing early, so if you find you still need some grocery items, you will have some time in the morning to pick them up at stores like Food Lion, Harris Teeter, Lowe's Foods, Carly C's, a number of grocery stores. They're closing anywhere between 2 and 4 p.m. You can see a long list of all of those specific store hours over on the Smart Shopper column, and stores like CVS and Walgreens will be open tomorrow, although CVS and Target will not.
And Black Friday in name only, because we know these deals have been going on for a while now, but specifically Black Friday deals, Faye.
Yeah, they have kicked off in a big way. They started on Sunday, and stores that are live now include Walmart Online. Walmart's Black Friday in-store starts Friday at 5 a.m. at most stores, but then other stores like Target, Kohl's, Macy's, Crocs dropped their Black Friday this morning. They're all live. I've got a deal list for every one of those stores and a whole bunch more, so you can find all the top deals. And then starting Thursday morning, you will find Amazon. They start their Black Friday at 3 a.m. I will be up blogging those deals then. You'll also find JCPenney has a new sale starting. Kohl's has a two-day starting tomorrow. Target has a three-day starting tomorrow. Plus, right now, Amazon has 17 Prime channels for only 99 cents each for 2 months that you can pick up for Prime members, like Starz, Paramount Plus, Showtime, AMC, Lifetime Movie Club for all those Christmas movies. You can see all the details over at the Smart Shopper column for that. And I've got a list of Black Friday deals for all of our top stores as well.
There seem to be fewer of those wars about who can open the earliest, and that's okay.
Thank
Krispy
goodness.
Kreme
yeah.
also treating customers with some sweet treats here, huh?
That's right. If you're going to be out and about on Friday, you want to hit up some Krispy Kreme. They're giving everyone a free original glazed donut and a small brewed coffee on Friday, November 26th. No purchase necessary, and it is valid in shops or in the drive-thru. So a little sweet treat while you're out doing your Black Friday shopping.
That is such good stuff. For more smart shopping tips from Faye, go to WRL.com. Look for the consumer tab and search Smart Shopper. Faye will be up with you 5 a.m. Friday morning for the start of it all on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving, too.
You too.
Renee?
A major ruling in Ohio could have legal repercussions as thousands of similar lawsuits move forward across the country. It involves three of the nation's biggest pharmacy chains. The arguments by lawyers and the response by CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart. Plus, the action one father is taking to stress the importance of buckling up after his two sons were involved in a serious crash. Here's a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen.
Coming up on 844 right now on your Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday here. Just a lovely day out there with sunshine, but it is cold. Not too much wind as you look at the park right there, the Whirligigs. Not a lot of movement out of them, Elizabeth.
That's definitely the good thing, because this has been one of the coldest mornings that we've seen so far this fall season. We're still just creeping up. 28 now downtown Raleigh. We dropped down to 25 this morning. Lots of sunshine out there, so that sun will gradually warm us up. But our winds are coming out of the north, so it's a struggle between the northerly wind and the sunshine. And, you know, this time of year, sometimes the sunshine does not win. In Chapel Hill, our temperatures are in the upper 20s to right around 30, and it's 32 now in Fayetteville. We'll keep climbing on up into the low 50s for this afternoon. The next thing on the map is this cold front. It's going to swing eastward. Right now, there's some cloud cover and a little bit of rain that's starting to develop down here across Texas and New Mexico. We'll see that swinging eastward and picking up some moisture from the Gulf and bringing some thunderstorms for tomorrow along the Mississippi Valley. Now, we don't see any of that here. We're going to stay nice and dry with this high pressure system for tomorrow. That high will start to shift our winds to bring us some warm air on Thursday. There's lunchtime tomorrow, and we'll stay dry all through the evening. But late on Thursday night, we'll see this front come through. We'll start to see some showers around 2 or 3 a.m., and those showers will be over by around 9 or 10. All the rain is out of here by lunchtime. So it's just a morning event for us. That does mean that anybody who wants to be out to catch those early, early deals on Black Friday may get wet. It may be kind of wet and messy. You may wake up and kind of look outside, pull those covers back over your head. It will be a decent afternoon. It's not going to be a terribly warm afternoon, but at least we'll see some sunshine. Not a whole lot of rain with this system. We're going to be looking at less than a quarter of an inch, and it's really just about a 20% chance on Friday morning. How about our travel weather? Things are looking good today, but we'll push it on ahead to tomorrow, and there's that front starting to develop. Some snow up around the Great Lakes, some snow, you know, up and down the Rockies, but just in scattered showers. And then some scattered showers and thunderstorms along the Mississippi Valley. Of course, we'll see this front moving through in a much weakened state on Friday morning, and then it moves offshore. Still some lingering snow showers up into the Northeast and New England on Friday. But other than that, the country looks like it's going to be pretty quiet, at least through Friday. No airport delays to speak of right now. Nothing major anyway. So that's a good thing on a very busy day like today. On Thanksgiving, we're looking at sunshine. 55 at lunchtime. We'll see a high in the low 60s, which actually puts us very close to normal. 60 is our normal high for Thanksgiving Day. We cool right back down after our front comes through on Friday. We'll see a high of just 54, but some sunshine Our first nights of lights on Friday will be nice and clear. It is a rain or shine event, so if you have tickets for later on and it's raining, don't worry, it's still on. And then it's a fairly dry weekend. Hanukkah begins at sunset on Sunday. We may see some light showers overnight Sunday night into early Monday.
Elizabeth, thanks. WRAL sports analyst Joe Giglio hopes his story will inspire others to buckle up before hitting the road for the holiday. His two teenage sons were wearing their seatbelts when the car they were in was involved in a crash. Both underwent emergency surgery, but because they were strapped in, they survived. Giglio is now teaming up with the governor's highway safety program to produce several public service announcements about the importance of buckling up.
We're really lucky this Thanksgiving to have both of our sons with us because the accident that they were in and the injuries that they suffered, I really don't like to think about the alternative, but the seatbelts really saved their lives.
The seatbelt saved our lives.
I will always buckle up in every seat.
Both boys are back home and are recovering. A Johnson County mother is speaking only to WRAL after she says her son was attacked by a former deputy. Her security camera captured the moment Travis Holloman grabbed Timothy Bates and slammed his head into a patrol car. It happened during an arrest last September. Bates' mother says her son was having a mental health episode and was looking for help.
Very intense, very frightening at the time, very... I went through all kinds of emotions.
Conduct of this nature has not and will not be tolerated at the Johnson County Sheriff's Office.
Holloman was fired immediately. He now faces a misdemeanor assault charge and is due in court next month.
Three pharmaceutical chains plan to appeal a ruling that found them responsible for part of the opioid epidemic. The defendants in the civil case are CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens. The ruling involves two Ohio counties, but could be a precedent for other lawsuits related to the epidemic. Attorneys argued they supplied opioids to pill mills and rogue prescribers. All three companies deny those claims, saying they just filled legal prescriptions. It's unclear how much money the judge will decide the companies have to pay. Dollar Tree is raising its prices. The baseline price for most items will now increase from $1 to $1.25. This is due to inflation. The increase is set to take place by the end of April.
Happening now in the WRA Live Center, major economic news this morning. The jobless claims are out early because, of course, we have Thanksgiving coming up in a couple of days. And this is a major headline from CNBC. Weekly jobless claims post stunning decline. This is the lowest level we've seen in 52 years. These numbers reported by the Department of Labor today. The new filings here, you can see 199,000 people filed for jobless claims. And we haven't seen that number since November 15th, 1969. When claims total 197,000. This, of course, beat analyst estimates, which were estimating that the jobless claims would be about 260,000. So a major decline in the weekly jobless rates for last week.
Former Durham Bulls standout Wander Franco hit the jackpot. He's agreed to a record-breaking contract that could earn him more than $200 million. Franco started last season with the Bulls. Didn't take long, though, for the 20-year-old to get called up to the Tampa Bay Rays. ESPN reports he agreed to a 12-year contract worth up to $223 million, $185 million of which is guaranteed. The deal sets a new record for the biggest contract signed by a player with less than one full year with the team.
Hundreds of families in Charlotte will have a Thanksgiving meal to enjoy tomorrow. It is all thanks to the Carolina Panthers. The team posted these photos of the drive-through event hosted alongside a Charlotte-based food bank. Players say the turnout for the event was overwhelming.
You know, it's kind of like exciting for me and a little overwhelming for me to see that this many people have came out. I feel like I've done my job by seeing this amount of people out here.
In all, 250 meals were given out. Great work. Now the Panthers are focusing on their upcoming game. The team will travel to Miami to face the Dolphins on Sunday. That matchup is set for 1 p.m. You can watch all of the action right here on Fox 50, your local home of the Carolina Panthers. And we can't wait until Sunday to watch football. Here's your Thanksgiving Day lineup. First, the Detroit Lions host the Chicago Bears. Kickoff is at 12:30 here on Fox 50. And later, the Buffalo Bills are on the road against the Saints. You can watch that game over on WRAL. Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. Get ready for some popular Thanksgiving Day traditions on WREL. First, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and later, the National Dog Show. Mark Barger has a preview of the dog show.
Time to get up close and personal with pooches again. John O'Hurley and David Fry hosting the 20th anniversary of the National Dog Show.
When we began back in 2002, we were lucky enough to have 19 million people surprise us and watch our first show. Today, we expect audiences of up to 30 million watching the show.
A pandemic-impacted event last year saw cardboard cutouts completely replace fans, and even the host worked remotely. This year, the human herd still thinned a bit, but more than 200 dog breeds will be taking part, including the newest, the Beaver Terrier.
Looks a little bit like a Yorkie, except it's got white in it. It's a little bit larger than a Yorkie, but not much. Sweet little dogs. I'm surprised it took them so long to get to the party.
And it is indeed a party. Ideal specimens strutting their stuff and trying to charm the judges, as did last year's winner, a Scottish deerhound named Claire.
They also have to have a bit of charisma and personality, if you will, in the ring. It's a dog show, and you got to show.
Can you win?
Getting an up-close look at the backstage preparation, O'Hurley's 14-year-old son, William.
I'll remember what I've always told you. If you pick through all of this hair and you find only one eye, you've got the wrong end of the dog.
And even after watching these regal canines, Fry has a suggestion for the nation's more than 60 million dog owners.
When it's all over, lean over, hug your dog, and say, you're my best in show dog.
No judging needed for that. Mark Barker, NBC News.
They are all winners. The National Dog Show is at noon on WREL. And just a reminder, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will start at 9 a.m.
You can brighten your holiday season with our second annual WREL Nights of Lights, a COVID-safe event beginning in just 2 days. You see it on the countdown here. Enjoy light displays featuring Santa's playful elves and the WREL North Pole Workshop all along that 1.3-mile route through Dorothea Dix Park. The event runs November 26th, that's tomorrow, through or Friday, I should say, through December 24th. And you can find tickets on WREL.com/lights.
This morning, we're getting our first look at the reimagined Fresh Prince drama series, Bel-Air.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
You know that familiar voice narrating the quotes from the classic sitcom's theme song. That's Will Smith. Bel-Air's dramatic reboot of the show. It will premiere on Peacock in 2022.